Verse 16 reads in 2 Timothy 3, "All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching or doctrine. But having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. As for you, always be sober-minded. Endure suffering. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry." This is God's word for us this morning. On Monday, the 43rd general election for Canada concluded. For 40 days, we were bombarded by campaign ads, signs, debates, door knocking, and campaign stops with candidates and party leaders trying to convince us to vote for their party because they believed in certain priorities that they thought we should support. These priorities were proclaimed in their ads, in their printed material, in debates, and at our doors. Their priority was preaching their mandate and hoping that we would agree and vote for them. And despite our political views, they tried to preach the agenda that their political party saw as a priority for them to proclaim. Now, let's jump to the spiritual realm. Our message from God, found in the Bible, is greater than any political agenda. The Bible contains the message that God wants us to preach or proclaim, and the focus of that message is the gospel. The Bible makes it clear that the preaching of the word is important. But you might ask, what's the big deal? Why do we put so much emphasis on preaching today? And a quick answer might be found in the Great Commission of Matthew 28, 18 to 20, which reads, "And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.'" Each of the other passages that record the last words of Christ can all contain the priority of preaching, proclaiming, or teaching the truths that Jesus taught to the disciples. This is why when Paul writes his letter to his son in the faith, Timothy, Paul makes sure to remind Timothy to remain faithful to the command of Jesus. Since the church began, the preaching of the word has been the method used to preserve doctrine, propagate the truth, and multiply new believers. And this is why preaching of the word has been a priority for the church for all time. And today, we will explore why faithful preaching of the word is a priority for us. The first reason we find in our passage of why faithful preaching of the word is a priority for us is because preaching is the mode God intended to spread his message. Let's look at our passage. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Preaching is the mode God intended to spread his message, and that through preaching, we expose the very words God spoke out. A college or university student, which we have many of them here, is often asked to write a research paper on a specific subject. And in writing their papers, they seek to find primary sources to prove their thesis. Information that comes from a secondary source is less reliable and not as effective in convincing the reader of their thesis. For us, the Bible is the primary source of what God has said. That is why we call the Bible the Word of God. God himself, through the Spirit, directed men to write down what he intended for us to hear. This is what we mean when we say the Bible is inspired. The words originally recorded in the Bible, God breathed out or spoke out for us to hear. He wanted us to hear and read those words and share those words through the preaching of the word. And it is the preacher's task to take the word of God and expose the meaning and intent of a specific passage to the listeners to the best of his ability. His task isn't to share his own opinions. His task isn't to share the words of Aristotle, Augustine, or John MacArthur, but to be diligent to explain clearly the truth of the Bible, which is directly from God. The only completely reliable source to preach from is the inspired Word of God, the Bible. The reason that the Bible is reliable is because it comes from the eternal, infinite God, not from finite men. People who desire or despise God will try to discredit his word. They try to argue that men made up these words, of course. They want to cast doubt on God's authority. But God's word will not pass away as he has promised. And he is a promise-keeping God, and he has kept his promise for us in his word today. You know, God cared enough to speak to us through what he has said in the Bible. And this is why I do not share my own words, because my words don't matter. The only thing that matters this morning is that I convey to you directly what the sovereign, eternal God of the universe would have for you to hear from him in his word, the Bible. And it is the task of every preacher to unpack the truth of the word of God for the listener. And the same Holy Spirit that helped the authors to record God's word is the same Holy Spirit that helps the preacher speak forth God's word to whomever is listening. God wants to transform lives through the preaching of the word. One thing that marked the early church was the work of the Holy Spirit that accompanied preaching. Peter preached from the scriptures, and through the Spirit's work, people believed, were baptized, and added to the church. Through the preaching of the word, God transforms lives. The preaching of the word is profitable, it says in our passage, for reproof, for correction, for teaching, for instruction, or training in righteousness. It makes a difference in the lives of the hearers that truly listen to the word of God. The word is spoken, and the Spirit moves in a person to convict of sin and convince them of their need to repent and turn from their sin. The Spirit works through the word to change our lives from the inside out. God is going to use the preaching of the word to transform our lives through learning His doctrine, through reproof of our sin, through correcting our thinking, and training us to live in Christ's righteousness alone. Now, if someone tells you doctrine is not important, they are the ones that are mistaken. Doctrine, what we believe about God, shapes how we respond to God. It shapes how we think about God and how we live for God. But where does doctrine come from? The Word of God. And the primary mode God uses for us to learn His doctrine and deepen our understanding of God is through the preaching of the Word of God. One of my professors at college said, your view of God is the most important thing about you. And in a way, how you view God is your doctrine. It is based on your view of God that you will respond to the word and live out your life. God uses the preaching of the word of God to shape your beliefs. God also uses the preaching of the word of God to correct wrong views that you may have of Him. And God uses His word to change your life, to transform you from the inside out. What you think and believe about God will inform your actions and how you respond to God. As your beliefs are adjusted by a better understanding of the Scriptures through the preaching of the word and the work of the Holy Spirit, your life must be different as a result. But the problem that occurs sometimes is people will hear the preaching and know how they should view God, but until they submit to the Holy Spirit, they are not transformed. And there are two reasons for this seeming spiritual block. It could be the fact that the listener isn't a true believer. So the Holy Spirit isn't working in him as he hears the word. Or it could be he does believe in Jesus, but is currently living in sin. And because he is resisting the Spirit in one area until he submits in that area, the rest of his life will not be transformed by the Spirit. And let me tell you, both of these individuals I have mentioned need to submit to God. They need to submit to the word and be transformed by the work of God in their lives. It is sin that keeps us from being changed by the word of God and the work of the Spirit. I remember hearing as a youngster, this book will keep you from sin, but sin will keep you from this book. We also, through preaching, exhibit obedience to God. It truly all comes down to obedience for both the listener and the preacher. The listener is obedient to the word as he hears it and submits to the word of God through the Spirit. The word will change his life if he will obey. Indeed, the word of God will be profitable to you if you will obey the word and the Spirit as he ministers to you through the preaching of the word. He desires to change you. God wants us to be a righteous people because of his righteous holy word. He desires, he longs for his word to change us, to transform us in his righteousness. He yearns to use his word through preaching to move us to obedience in Christ, so that we can be the righteous bride of Christ, so that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work. As verse 17 tells us, God desires that we would be mature and ready with the right tools to live for him in a world that does not live for him. But what about the preacher? What about his obedience? His obedience is to the solemn charge that he is given in verse 1. I charge you in the presence of God and Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and kingdom, preach the word. The charge carries with it an awesome responsibility for any man that would come and stand before others and share the breathed out, inspired word of God. And I stand before you today, charged before God, before the presence of God the Father in heaven and Jesus Christ the Lord. And my charge is to obedience, that I would be faithful to the preaching of what is in the word of God. Nothing more and nothing less. I have written in my Bible beside this passage these words, which I heard someone say once. Preach. Give what the king said. Nothing more and nothing less. Jesus is the king whose message I am sharing. Today, I am seeking to be a herald of his message that he has given. It is my task to expose that message with precision, not adding to it or taking anything out of it. It is my task to expose the word to you. If I add anything in or take anything out of the message of the word of God, I am responsible before God and will be judged by him for that. And that is why any preacher that is preaching the word of God must have a serious heart before God as he approaches the word. He must be obedient to the charge to preach the word and not Oprah's words. Man's opinion, it doesn't matter. Only what God says matters. And he has given us all that we need that pertains to life and godliness in his word. So why is faithful preaching of the word a priority for us? Because preaching is the mode that God intended to spread his message. Now the second reason why faithful preaching of the word is a priority for us is because it is the method God intended to fight fake news. We know it is not popular to preach the word of God. And you know what? From the beginning of the church, there have been attacks on the word of God. Throughout much of church history, it hasn't been popular to preach the Bible. In fact, the Bible records attempts at shutting down the word and the preaching of it within days of Pentecost. Almost immediately, the apostles were being thrown into prison for preaching, but what was their response? They preached to the ones who arrested them. And when they were released, they went out and preached again. And eventually they were arrested again. And what did Peter say in Acts 5:29? We ought, or we must, obey God rather than men. It didn't matter if it was popular or not. They were going to obey God. We keep preaching the gospel today because preaching is the method and the mode God wants to use to dispel any news about Him that is false and to make His truth clear. For many years in the Western world, it has actually been fairly popular to preach the Bible, maybe even a little bit acceptable. But why? Because of men like Martin Luther, John Calvin, Zwingli, Huss, John Wycliffe, and many more that were willing to preach the word in much persecution and threat of death. Some of these men died for the gospel. And this is why we celebrate Reformation Sunday, because the Word of God was preserved and the preaching of the Word was continued by courageous men who sought to obey the solemn charge of God to preach the Word. Even today, we need to remain faithful in our preaching, while it is quickly becoming unpopular to do. We need to keep reproving sinfulness with the word while speaking the truth in love. We need to keep rebuking wrong teaching and be exhorting the believer to follow after the truth that is written in the word of God, exhorting them to love the Lord their God with all their heart, their soul, their mind, their strength. Because that is what is written in the Word of God. Preaching isn't meant to be a one and done method. It takes patience and time and trust in God to teach people His ways. You watch any pastor that has been at a church for a while, and they have had to be patient, let me tell you. God may use a certain preacher to plant seeds. Another preacher will come along later and water those seeds. And suddenly, because of God's work through the Holy Spirit and the Word, there is fruit for both preachers' labor. The fruit from the seeds of the Word in a person's life may take years even to germinate and then grow. But that is why a preacher needs to be patient. It doesn't always happen overnight. It takes patient endurance to preach the word. But God is the one who will bring about the results. And we must trust Him with those results. Whether it is the salvation of souls or the growth of the believer to maturity in Christ, it may take time, but the preacher needs to keep preaching and keep preaching and keep preaching and only preach the Word of God, nothing more and nothing less. We know also that it won't always be accepted. Not only will it be unpopular, the preacher's message, which is actually God's message, may not always be accepted by the audience. People will say, this doctrine is too difficult to understand. And in the culture we live in, it will often be directly opposed to the message that we are charged before God to share. In fact, that is the reality of our day. But we stand on the authority of the Word of God. We must stand even when the social political norms directly oppose what we stand for. We must continue to preach and live out the gospel without compromise because it is the living and powerful Word of God, and we believe it can make a difference in the lives of those that are enslaved to the religion of this world and the God of this world. It's not always popular. It's not always accepted. But we must preach it as it is written. Preaching is not done for the approval of man, but for the glory of God alone. Sola Deo Gloria.
Bless God.
And we teach, we preach, because we know others are teaching other things. Throughout all of church history, there has been fake news. People have tried to change the gospel and teach something different, which is not the good news of the gospel that God intended. False teaching arises for many reasons, often because of pride. And my brothers and sisters, our world has become enamored by the fake gospels that are not true gospels. If a preacher is not preaching the things that push us towards Christ-likeness, he's just tickling your ears. Beware. If a preacher is not preaching about sin, he's just tickling your ears. Beware. If a preacher is preaching a gospel void of repentance, he's tickling your ears. Beware. The doctrines that creep into the church today happen to be many of the same myths that have tried to creep into the church throughout church history. They have been repackaged to appear attractive to the people of this time, but they contain the same lies from Satan that he has used to seek to turn people from the truth. Beware, my friends, please. What we preach in this church must be founded solely in the Word of God. And may we never depart from preaching the Word of God until Jesus returns. We need to keep preaching His Word, because we also know that it brings lost souls to faith. Those that are believing the false doctrine can come to faith. It is important for me to remind you that the primary method God uses is preaching or proclaiming the word to bring lost ones to His fold. This is why we are so sober-minded about preaching the Word of God. God wants to use every believer in the proclamation of the gospel to save souls. Yes, He has called once to be pastors, elders, deacons, and missionaries. And they are the ones that come before you and preach from this pulpit. But He wants every believer to share the truth of the word of the gospel that has set them free. You know, it may mean that we will have to endure suffering, but we must proclaim the truth that sets the world free from the fake news that the devil wants them to believe. The light of the world is Jesus Christ, and He has come to shine through their darkness and bring many sons to glory. But how will they hear without a preacher? Sometimes I have heard pastors say that they aren't evangelists. And to them I would say, then you aren't fulfilling the ministry God has called you to. even pastors, whose greatest strength is theological discourse, must be doing the work of evangelism. The lost ones who are blinded by their sinful lusts need to know that they can be set free and be given spiritual sight. They need to hear the truth of the Word of God, which is able to make them wise unto salvation. That is part of fulfilling the complete ministry of the Word for any pastor. He must be exposing the Word to people so that the Holy Spirit can use the Word to change them. The priority of preaching the word has been carried down throughout church history, and it continues in our day. We must continue to keep the faithful preaching of the word as a priority for us, because it is the mode God intended and the method that God uses. In Isaiah 55:11, God says, "So shall my word be that goes out of my mouth. It shall not return empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it." Hearing this should embolden every believer to be going and sharing the word. It doesn't mean you have to sit down and write a sermon before you go talk to your friend. No, you just take the Bible and share with them what you know about how Jesus saved you. Start with that. God has a purpose. And he has a work that he wants to do. He wants to accomplish it. And he has promised that it will succeed. That his word will succeed. And that is why I preach to you this morning. So that God can use his word to fulfill his purposes in your life and my life. For the glory of God alone. Sola scriptura, sola Deo gloria. May that be true in our lives and in this church.